Our next speaker is Utam Saha, analysis of various quality attributes of sunflower and soybean plants by near-infrared reflectance spectrometry.
Thank you very much for the introduction. So I'm going to talk about my recent research on the development and validation of near-infrared spectroscopic calibration models for analysis of various quality attributes of sunflower and soybean plants. And this is a collaborative work between University of Georgia and USDA RS Tipton. And let me start with a little background here. Sunflower and soybeans are summer annuals that can be grown as an alternative to corn. And it has been recently considered as very useful for organic production system in Georgia and other southeastern states. According to National Sunflower Association, the most places where sunflowers are grown are in the northern and central plain states. But it can also be grown in various southeastern states, just like Georgia and others. And for soybean, in the south, Arkansas is already a major soybean producing state. In addition to its their traditional use as protein and or well-yielding crops, these two crops can also be used as silage and forages for both beef cattle and dairy cattle industries, as has been demonstrated in various countries like Turkey, Greece, and other Mediterranean places. And there is a recent increase in the demand of organic food in the United States, and that really caused some price increase of the organically grown grains like soybean as compared to conventionally grown soybeans. But there is a great need for the development of new technologies and techniques for the cultivation for improving production efficiency. So in this context, a rapid, low-cost method of testing the quality of the plant tissue for the porous quality attributes as well as plant nutrient deficiency diagnosis can play a very important role. And non-destructive spectroscopic sensing technique can be very rapid, low cost, and can be very suitable to support this area. So in this study, what we did, we developed and validated 27 NIRS calibration model for various quality attributes of sunflower soybean. Pertaining to their proximate composition, primarily their forest quality attributes, as well as various plant nutrient composition. So in this study, we had one tiny sample that originated from some small plot trial conducted in USDA ARS Tipton in 2012 and 13. The 80 sample came from the 2012 study that included either leaves or reproductive parts of both sunflower and soybean. And 2013 study provided 40 sample, and that included only leaves for soybean, but it included both leaves and reproductive parts of sunflower. The samples are dried in an oven at 65 degrees centigrade for 24 hours. Then ground in a woolly type mill and passed through 1 millimeter screen for NIR scanning. So we collected NIR spectra for all 120 sample, but the limited amount of sample in some cases prevented us from doing all 27 constituent analyzed in the lab for all 120 sample. So here is a pictorial view of the sample processing and scanning. You can see there is a woolly mill in the right, and its ground sample is there, and then it was packed in this kind of circular NIR cell, and then scanned in a FOSS 6500 NIR spectrometer covering both visible and near-infrared region, which is from 400 to 2500 nanometer at 2 nanometer interval. And that gave 1050 data points for each spectra. So here is in the, on the top, this is a single raw spectrum of soybean or sunflower plant. And in the bottom, these are the overlaid spectra of all 120 samples. And it was a little surprise for us that this kind of variation in the sample, reproductive parts, and, you know, leaves, as well as two different crops, really shows that these spectra belong to a same global population. So therefore, we really thought that we will first try that way that they calibrate well with this kind of variation. Well, this is a busy table. I'll show you some busy table, but I'll also summarize this thing. But I would like to describe you. These are the descriptive statistics for 15 different forest quality constituents of sunflower and soybean plants used as the calibration set. As you can see here, number of samples for various parameters are variable because of the reason I already explained. And the constituent here, you can see various forest quality constituents. And you see here, I included the mean, first quartile, third quartile, standard deviation, and interquartile distance, which is the difference between the third quartile and first quartile. Some literature says in NIR spectroscopy, use of interquartile distance is a better measure for dispersion than standard deviation. So therefore, we evaluated both. So this is another table, similar table, but include the 12 plant nutrient composition characters for the calibration set. And this is another table for the validation set. You can see we had about 59 to 80 sample in the calibration set, and we have about 28 to 30 some sample in the validation set. So they are independent of each other here, and I'm showing you all those same type of descriptive statistics here. And this is the validation set again with the plant nutrient composition. I'll give you a summary of what we saw in those tables. The mean values of various parameters in the calibration set and validation sets are similar, which is very good. So, for example, you can see here I have some example of the mean values of various parameters in the calibration set versus the validation set side by side. And what we saw here, median, standard deviation, first quartile, third quartile, interquartile distance of the validation set are similar to the calibration set, as well as most of the observed results are in good agreement with the results reported by various researchers for sunflower and soybean plants. So this is the a picture of the interface for the WinEasy software, which actually run the calibration development and the other exercise with you with the NIR spectroscopy. I'll give you some general feature of this mathematical model we used. So you use the global program of WinEasy software, and we use the modified partial least square regression, that is MPLS, and we use the entire wavelength. That's from 400 to 2500 nanometer that covers both visible and near infrared region. For scatter correction, we use the standard normal variant and detrending. We used, and you can see here, this is a 2441 that has a meaning here. 2 means we use the second derivative. 4 means the number of data points we used as a gap over which the derivative was calculated. And the third number, 4, means how many data points we used for the first smoothing. 1 means we did not use the second smoothing at all. So for the evaluation of various calibration model, we used some key statistics. In the calibration development, we looked at R-square, standard error of calibration. In the cross-validation phase, we used 1 minus VER, which is also an R-square in the cross-validation exercise. And again, the similar statistics, standard error of cross-validation. We also used two important ratio, which is called ratio of performance to deviation. and ratio of performance to interquartile distance, just to represent these different types of measures of dispersion. And in the external validation phase, we looked at the bias, standard error of prediction, slope, and the two similar ratio, but calculated by different in different manner. As we have so many numbers, we used a strategy to categorize those calibration based on some literature. Excellent means it must satisfy some R-square and RPD requirements. Similarly, good, approximate, and poor. One thing I would like to tell you here, generally in the literature, it is reported that when a calibration model appears to be excellent and good, they're very quantitative. An approximate model is also useful, but mostly for the screening purpose, qualitative, differentiate between one and another, which is high or low, not very quantitative. The poor models are generally considered as useless. So again, I'm showing a busy table here. So this is the calibration development statistics for the 15 forest quality constituents for sunflower and soybean plants. You can see those statistics in the calibration phase as the standard error of calibration and R-square, and right beside that cross-validation phase, standard error of cross-validation and 1 minus VR. There are two those critical ratios there, and under the there's a column called category. E means excellent, A means approximate, P means poor. I would like to draw your attention here for the stars. And ethanol-soluble carbohydrate, we got poor model. So ethanol-soluble carbohydrate actually represents the simple sugars. So let's proceed to the other set. These are the 12 plant nutrient composition here. We got most cases, we got excellent, some good, and one approximate, which is magnesium, in the calibration phase. So these are some selected plot I'm showing between the predicted and the laboratory reference values for six different character here. I've also included here excellent, approximate, and so on. So this is the external validation set of the model, and you see the outcome here. I will not go over everything because of time, but I'll show you a summary table. This is the 12 plant nutrient characteristic, and this is the plot for the predicted and laboratory reference values for the external validation set. So here is the summary table. Out of 27 model in the calibration development phase, we found 18 as excellent, 2 good, 5 approximate, and 2 poor. But surprisingly, when we went for external validation, we found in 23 excellent, 1 good, 2 approximate, and only one poor. You remember the ethanol-soluble carbohydrate was poor in the calibration development phase, but it still really performed good in the external validation set. So with that, I would like to draw some preliminary conclusion here. The visible and analyzed spectra of both soybean and sunflower plants belong to a single global population. All 27 models, except one for stars, could be useful, and as many as 24 could offer quantitative prediction. Minerals and plant nutrients calibrated very well, even though their calibration by NIR spectroscopy is indirect. That means these are based on their complexes formed with various NIR active organic compounds. The promising 26 models should be validated and updated with samples from future growing seasons. So that's all from me. I would invite any questions, comments, suggestions.
We have time for questions.